Well, we begin our newscast again this morning with coverage of coronavirus, and we start with Baxter Regional Medical Center. A group of professionals joining us this morning, CEO Ron Peterson, Dr. Greg Elders, Infection Preventionist Stephanie Free, and Marketing Director Tobias Pugsley. Folks, let's start with Dr. Elders if we can, and Dr. Elders, let's talk about testing for the coronavirus. What's happening with that here in the Twin Lakes area?
Well, thank you. Testing is still kind of a scarce resource. At Regional Family Medicine, both the locations, we will not be doing any testing this week. We don't have it available. We don't have the systems ready to go. There's a lot of isolation required for that. And the thinking behind that is, number one, there's really nothing we can do with a mild case of coronavirus other than stay home, isolate, take some Tylenol, drink plenty of fluids, maybe some chicken soup, just like the flu, in other words. But we have other stuff to do. There's a lot of other major illnesses, cardiac disease, diabetes, even the regular flu and other viruses that need to be taken care of, and we have to carry on with that. So we're trying to protect our environment from the coronavirus while it's still out there. Now, we may change once it's circulating at a community level, meaning it's just out there running around. We'll probably change and start testing at that point.
Do you say at a community level, that's something that the medical community, is that something you're expecting?
It's kind of inevitable. We don't know when it's going to get there, but just like influenza, it'll get out there. We hope it won't, but it may very well. It probably will at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do basically anticipate that. Right at the current moment, we've tested 9 patients, and again, we've only gotten 1 result back, and that result was negative, so there is no presumptive positive. There's nobody diagnosed with it yet in Baxter County, but as Dr. Elder said, we do anticipate that coming.
Ron, you said you've sent 9 off. What's the time frame? How long is it taking to get these tests back?
Well, we're anticipating anywhere from 4 to 5 days, but we also are getting reports that these private labs are experiencing backlogging of tests. I think there's a lot of people sending in tests to them right now, and they're actually having to send out labs to other labs. And so we anticipate 4 to 5 days, but at this point it could be longer.
A lot of misinformation seems everywhere we turn. Some people say that, we're overreacting. What's the most important thing as a community we need to know right now?
I'll take that. This is Dr. Elders again. Number one, don't panic. We've seen SARS. We've seen MERS. We know they eventually burn out. This is a little more severe than the seasonal flu. We know that. Use a little common sense. But most importantly, don't feed your brain junk. Just like you want to keep your body healthy, you want to keep your brain healthy. Nothing is more contagious than a rumor, even coronavirus. Know the source on what you hear. If you see that Facebook post that says they're about to, seal the borders and shoot on sight, think about it. How likely is that? Do we actually have the means to do that? Think about things. Passing on rumors like that is just about like sneezing in somebody's face.
People are comparing this to the flu. How much more serious is coronavirus than flu? And what's the mortality rate of COVID-19 compared to the flu?
Well, we don't really know what the mortality rate of COVID-19. In China, it was a little under 3% in the whole case. That it hit a different population. It didn't get kids. It didn't get the elderly too hard. The Italian mortality rate was, I can't say the percentage, but it was way up there. But the problem is they didn't do mass screenings. They just tested the sickest of the sick. In Korea, the mortality rate was under 1%, and they did mass screening. So we're looking at it. We really don't know what it does in a North American population. Last night, I looked at the CDC website, and it was about 2% mortality rate. But again, it hit a big nursing home in Washington State, so there was and we're talking about 3,000 cases so far, as of last night, according to CDC.
Correct.
So 3,000, that's 1 in 100,000 of the American population. That's how many. We have a lot more tests. We'll know more. The thing is, we're testing the sickest of the sick. So that 3%, or 2 to 3%, is probably way exaggerated.
Of course, we've heard fever and dry cough are the most common symptoms. If someone has a low grade fever, do they get tested or should they self quarantine?
Self quarantine at this point. The tests are still, as you heard, they're backlogging. People are panicking.
There's no, as Dr. Eller said, there's no treatment. I mean, if you're, you know, feeling relatively well and you just have a low-grade fever, there's really nothing that's going to be prescribed to you as far as a drug or anything. So the best thing is to stay at home and self-contain.
And that is true.
Once exposed, how long does it take before symptoms appear?
The incubation period is about 14 days, but they're seeing that the symptoms are usually appearing sooner than that, I think within 4 to 5 days, but it can be up to 14.
No one in this area, of course, as you guys have mentioned, have a confirmed case. So why are we being asked to social distance?
I think it's what they call lessen the curve. You know, if we social distance, we can decrease the cases that we are seeing and make this less severe on the community.
Ron, let me direct this to you. Let's talk about Baxter Regional Medical Center and how you are protecting the healthcare workers there preparing for this.
You know, protecting our healthcare workers, protecting our patients, protecting the public, protecting our volunteers, that's all a very high priority, a top priority with us at Baxter Regional Medical Center. And we do a number of things. I think the limiting the entrances, and this morning we've started screening patients as they're coming in and or visitors as they're coming in. And if you remember right, just limiting the number of visitors. As Stephanie said, all these precautions are really to lower that bell-shaped curve and decrease it. And so that also then helps protect our employees so that, as Dr. Elder said, we're here to take care of other illnesses also, because other illnesses do continue.
What can the community do right now to support BRMC?
You know, we've had individuals call and said they will volunteer, because we have notified our volunteers and said that, you know, it's no longer, for lack of a better word, required or no longer a normal program. If you're still wanting to volunteer, let us know. But we understand and understand that you don't necessarily need to come in, and that's the appropriate action to take. So we appreciate everybody calling. We would appreciate the phone calls versus the visits. If the community can not over panic, but yet take a week or two here and make sure that they do kind of self-isolate or isolate your families, try to stay away from large gatherings. And if you can help support us in our visitation policy, if you can help support us in our screenings, and those sound so simple, but those are the major things that can help. And obviously going back, I'm going to steal Stephanie's thunder, but obviously going back to washing your hands and those kind of precautions, because keeping this from spreading is what's going to make the big difference.
The president in his address yesterday mentioned that this could go on until July or August. Do we see a lot of the precautions we're taking right now continuing for that length of time?
I think that, you know, it's kind of a day-by-day basis that we're looking at to see where we're going. If you think about a bell-shaped curve, what we're trying to do is flatten that curve, and that usually then spreads it out a little longer. But I'm going to probably defer to Stephanie. We don't really have good time frames, but I think we're looking at some of these major moves that we've made lasting more the 4, 6, 8 week instead of till August. But
right, and I think it just depends on how community wide this becomes.
Yeah.
If we see, you know, an increase in cases, of course it's going to get a little bit worse, and so like Ron said, we're just going to have to kind of take it day by day, see where the cases are, how many cases we have, and see what actions we need to take.
I think when the president was talking all the way across the United States, because there's some pockets that will be hit later than and earlier, so across the nation it may last that long. But as far as here in Mountain Home, we just have to take our precautions and take it day by day and go from there.
Okay. Guys, anything else we need to mention this morning?
No. I think you've covered it. We appreciate everybody's support and help. We appreciate our volunteers. We understand if they need to stay home and want to stay home, we understand that 100%, but we also appreciate the number of additional people in the community that are calling and willing to volunteer, or saying, here, we have a church group, they're a younger population, they'll come help if they want, and we appreciate all that. But again, if you can do it through phone calls, we definitely appreciate that.
Hey, guys, great information again this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Ron Peterson this morning, CEO of Baxter Regional Medical Center, Dr. Greg Elders, and Stephanie Free, infection preventionist at BRMC.